Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And this is what I consider to be halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Except for nobody's getting benched. There's no quarterback controversy. It's just me and Shep hanging out, having a good old time. All right, if you want to holler at us, the number is simple, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, and it has been a very, very busy show. I talked about benching. We talked about Bill Belichick. And nobody knows what the hell is going on up in New England. Is it Bailey Zappi? Is it Mac Jones? Who knows? Bill Belichick has no idea. We talked about Mike Evans and the referee. Oh, he didn't sign an autograph for that ref in the tunnel. He was only giving him his phone number so he can get connected with a golf instructor. Okay. Non-story to me. I ain't worried about it. Talked about Matt Ryan being benched. The fact that we continue to have a new era of quarterbacks who are being elevated. And a lot of older quarterbacks are just kind of being kind of pushed down and out. And then right before the break, thank you oh so much to an Olympic gold medalist, a World Cup champion, one of the best skiers of all time. Thank you to Lindsey Vonn for joining us. Lindsey Vonn is really talking about her own life experiences, the good, the bad, and just everything in between to try to help out other people. So thank you to Lindsey Vonn one more time for joining us. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And we were able to touch on a lot. We got into Russell Wilson. She's a big Broncos fan. We talked about Tom Brady, how difficult it is to kind of call it quits. Injuries kind of forced her to kind of call a wrap to her career in 2019. We even got into Ben Simmons and Brittany Griner. As we know, Brittany Griner, she was denied in her appeal. And so she's supposed to stay 9 years in prison out in Russia, in the penal colony. I don't care what the hell you want to call it. She's not home. And the fact is, I also have learned that, you know, they're probably going to apply, quote unquote, time served. And so it might be 8 years, 8 years, 9 years. It doesn't matter. It's just it's an unfortunate situation. A matter of fact, this is Lindsey Vonn. These are her thoughts on what we all learned today, that Brittany Griner, unfortunately, is not coming home any sooner, looks like. Listen.
We have the same birthday, by the way. But, you know, I feel terrible for what's happened. You know, I think I rely on our government to really be able to handle that. And it's very unfortunate that she lost her appeal. But, you know, I can't say her intent, and I'm definitely not going to insert myself into the situation. But just from a moral perspective, I hope that she's able to come home.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't anybody want her to come home? I mean, we can all look at her own screw-ups, her own faults. She got nobody to blame but herself. And that doesn't mean the situation is necessarily right. And it can all be true. It's unfortunate. It's true. She's played a role in this, obviously. All things considered, it's terrible. She's being made out of an example. That's also not to say that there are plenty of other people all over the world who are in similar situations that we will never hear about. Regardless of your perspective, you know, saying one doesn't make a whole bunch of other things not to be true. I can't imagine, you know, what she is going through. I can't imagine what anyone is going through who is just in prison for just reasons that are open. And granted, different countries, different rules. It stinks. Do I personally believe that Brittany Griner will be gone for 8 or 9 years? No, I don't think so. And there is no magic button that can be pushed. There's no way to just predict when she might be home. As I'm here in the studio, the Phoenix Suns are playing the Golden State Warriors. They currently lead, 109-93, a little less than 8 minutes left in the game. And, you know, Brittany Griner, she plays in Phoenix or played in Phoenix. And there are plenty of fans in the stands tonight who are, you know, showing their support for Brittany Griner, you know, being freed and coming home. So I can't imagine her mental state. I have met Brittany Griner one time. Sweet woman, no problems, nice, accommodating, cool person. So I wish her nothing but the best. And so, you know, Lindsay came on and she talked about her own issues. She talked about being in a dark place and being depressed herself. I asked her, even in basketball terms, about Ben Simmons. And she talked about, you know, how difficult it can be coming back from injury. I mean, people talk about Ben Simmons. This guy's been dealing with a back injury, damn it, from even before he came into the league from LSU. And now he's taken a beating in the court of public opinion. And a big part of that is his own doing. A lot of it, I believe, has to deal with social media and how he's used it. And, you know, he'll sit on the bench in colorful outfits, and then he doesn't want to play. And then when he can play, he's now hurt. And now he hasn't played, and his confidence is shot. It's just a confluence of things when it comes down to Ben Simmons. And his start here with the Brooklyn Nets is just treacherous, is probably the word. In 3 games, Ben Simmons has fouled out twice. That's 12 personal fouls, 11 turnovers. He has only made 7 shots. I think we might know why Kevin Durant wanted not a damn thing to do with Brooklyn and was ready to go. We got a lot of season left, but it's not looking too good right now, at least at the onset for the Brooklyn Nets. Ben Simmons, a matter of fact, he spoke last night after they lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. And Ben Simmons, he talked about, you know, how he plans to get back to being an all-star. This is what he told the Yes Network.
It's reps, and I'm going to get those reps in the game, you know. Might not be pretty, sometimes going to be ugly, but, you know, this is when I'm going to get my reps, you know. So this is what it is.
Yeah, man hasn't played in a year. Zion hasn't played in a year, and sure, he's not playing right now either. He fell on his backside and has a busted-up hip. Zion, ain't no lack of confidence there. It's like Ben Simmons, his career has been burned to the ground, and now, you know, Ben Simmons has to kind of work his way back up. Ask Lindsey Vonn about Ben as well, and this is what she had to say.
What I do know is that, you know, injury can be difficult for a lot of reasons. You know, some people mentally just aren't able to come back. You know, some people, it kind of sticks with them. And, you know, for me, I was lucky that, you know, I process injury really well. I look at it as, you know, just another setback. And the second I'm out of surgery, I'm like, when can I get back? What's the timeline, you know, put me in? But I've seen through every single sport that every injury is different, and you can never judge someone for their own process. While it may seem easy on the outside, it really never is easy on the inside. Even with something as simple as, you know, broken finger or a sprained ankle, you know, those still you're putting your body, you're pushing your body to the maximum every time that you're performing. And if you're not right, that can take time to get over. So I don't judge people. I let them do their thing. And, you know, when they're ready to get back out there, they will.
Yeah, well, Ben Simmons is back, and he said that the reps, repetitions, playing, putting up shots, and I guess game by game he's going to put up more shots. He actually he took 1-3 last night, and so I guess that's progress for him. It's tough going. Like the world that we live in right now, man, it'll chew you up and spit you out. So many messages that we consume, so many voices, so many thoughts, so many opinions. You know, as I go around the country for my Media for the Movement tour, and I sit and talk to students in classrooms, if you're not familiar, my background personally is from YouTube. I worked in production. I started a YouTube channel in 2009. And even when I started in 2009 versus here in 2022, just the usage of quote-unquote social media and the messages and the amount of people that can have a voice and have an opinion, it's crazy. If you are someone, quote-unquote, who has an active Instagram account, think about this. I use this example with the students. Think about how many opinions and messages, photos and videos you're exposed to in a day, just picking up your phone and mindlessly scrolling and all the opinions. If you're active on Facebook, you know, how many comments are you sitting and reading? We live in a different era. I don't need to lament the fact of, oh man, go outside and play is almost a foreign concept. It's like, here's a phone, here's a screen, knock yourself out. And so it's easy to get caught up in the scrolling and the swirl and the opinions that everybody has. It's wild. And so if you're Ben Simmons, yeah, do I think Ben Simmons has dug himself a hole? Yeah, he has. He hasn't helped his own cause in certain aspects. But if I have to think about the bullets and the darts that get thrown his way, oh, man, it's unimaginable in that degree. And you talk about mental health. Oh, never in my life did I think that, well, not surprising, because there's such an intersection in entertainment. You talk about mental health. Man, the big news outside of Brittany Griner today, and God knows where her mental health is Kanye West. And what is Kanye and his issues and problems and his thoughts and his opinions? What does that have to do with sports? Well, we learned earlier this year that Kanye West, yes, the musician, the artist, the producer, the entrepreneur, he's one of the most creative individuals I think that you would ever see. A lot of people would tell you right now that he's probably one of the most hateful individuals that you would see. And a lot of the things that he said, I don't care who it's about, over the past several months and several years, things that he said have just been disgusting. You know, people that he's attacked is his own ex-wife, friends publicly, disgusting. At the same time, his own mental health issues have been, you know, publicly documented. And now he says, well, the people who diagnosed me and gave me drugs and said I had a psychiatric episode are the same type of people bringing me down. I have no idea what's going on with the man. I just wish him nothing but the best, like every other human. But Kanye West did start an agency called Donda Sports. And the first athlete who was signed to Donda Sports was Jaylen Brown. And I heard about this earlier this year. It was announced right before Jaylen played in the finals. And it was like, Donda Sports? So what is he doing? Is he helping to negotiate contracts? I highly doubt it. Is this just a marketing agency? I would probably think so. And of course, what it was, Donda Sports, is kind of vague. It was described as a limitless organization centered on professional and wellness support, in equal measure with the ambition to work with athletes across all genders, divisions, and sports. Donda Sports encompasses athlete representation and is a full-service sports brand, including apparel, sneakers, and much more. The final three or four words is pretty much the only thing I understood. Apparel, sneakers, and much more. Everything else just sounds like a blank slate. Well, you want to know which athlete also signed with Donda Sports? One of the best defensive football players that the NFL has ever seen. That's Aaron Donald. But after his recent comments, anti-Semitic comments, and just hate speech, Aaron Donald said, "I'm gone. I'm done." Jaylen Brown, after initially saying, "I'm going to stick around with Donda Sports," less than 24 hours, Jaylen Brown said, "I'm gone." And without reading you the extensive statements, which are pretty similar, they said they're not going to align themselves with hate speech. And I've heard a lot and seen a lot of the comments. I know I just heard, well, you just heard what I said about scrolling through comments. There's a lot of commentary now about, oh, well, it took Kanye West to say terrible thing, anti-Semitic things before people chopped him down. Not working with Adidas, obviously a German company. He could say awful things, anti-black things, no one cares. How about just saying terrible things about anybody's bad? How about that flat and period? And it seems over the past couple of weeks and months, he's just been out here checking boxes. And Jaylen Brown says, "I'm done." Aaron Donald says, "I'm done." It was only a few months ago when Jaylen Brown just signed his deal with Kanye West that, well, just listen to what Jaylen had to say.
"It's confirmed, and it was time, you know. For me, like I said, anytime I'm making a life decision, I, you know, contemplate, I think about things deeply, and from what I want to do, the missions I want to get accomplished, it was the right decision, you know. People have concerns or critiques about et cetera. But in the world we live in, there's concerns and critiques about any and everything. I feel like this is a good moment for me in my particular life. And I'm excited to build and create and do things that I've always imagined I wanted to do on the court and off. So I think it's a beautiful collaboration, and I'm excited."
That was in the summer. Here we are in October, and Jaylen Brown is like, I'm out. And so is Aaron Donald. And if you needed to know anything about Donda Sports, when it was announced that this was a formed entity, Antonio Brown was named president or vice president. Don't matter. If you need to know more about what this is, Antonio Brown was named an executive. And Antonio Brown, he released a statement that I think everybody knows he didn't write, that basically said, "Yeah, I'm sticking with Kanye West." And it's unfortunate. It's just a matter. It's like the blind leading the blind here. And I mean, Antonio Brown has pretty much shown that he needs a lot of help. And Kanye West is in the same boat. I wish both of those guys nothing but the best. Adidas, no more. Balenciaga, no more. Gap, no more. Sports, no more. A platform to speak, no more. Record labels, no more. And you will have people who will tell you up and down that this is a genius move by Kanye West to just show hypocrisy and build something amazing. I'll tell you that this just screams to me of someone who needs help. You know, you can listen or look at his artwork over the years and you can see genius. You can also see a lot of pain there as well. And so even his issues trickle down into the world of sports. And sometimes it's real easy to get lost in the art and to get lost in the entertainment and lose the reality. You know, Ray Allen posted a message, a video message earlier today about Kanye West. And I think Ray Allen, he hit the nail on the head, to use a cliche. I want you to hear what Ray Allen had to say this morning.
I see all the Kanye BS, like he's an idiot. I try my best to just kind of push positivity and encouragement to people in the world. And so we just have to be careful. You know, every time we pick up our phones, a lot of times, you know, we want to feel good and want to laugh and joke, but a lot of times we're seeing negative stories in our media. So we got to be careful, you know, who we're letting into our atmospheres, because it can become depressing with everything that's going on around the world. So when you guys see whoever you love, follow, it's great to admire people, look up to people, support people. But, you know, idolatry sometimes gets us all in trouble, because we see people from afar and you just, man, I admire them. And there's a lot of people that I admire. And mostly because I think, man, he's a good person, she's a good person. Not because they do something well, like play a sport, or because of something that they put into some product. Like, I love good people, and I follow good people because they put good stuff into our atmosphere, into our world. So make sure you guys connect with good people and not people around us because they play a sport well or because of their shoe or their clothing line. Follow good people and listen to good people.
Hey, look, I think Ray Allen, I think he put a bow on that situation perfectly. You know, would I go as far as calling Kanye West an idiot? No, I don't think he's an idiot. I think he's a very smart man, but I think ultimately he is going through some very, very deep personal issues, and it's having an effect on every aspect of his life. And we see how it even now permeates into Aaron Donald and Jaylen Brown. And I wish nobody nothing but the best. Look, I don't care who you are, where you're from. You know, anybody who puts words in the atmosphere that can damage other people, you ain't doing anybody any favors. You're hurting yourself. You're hurting others. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll take your calls. We got a whole lot more to do. Speaking of hurting others, well, I don't know if this has hurt a little bit of tough love. Carl Anthony Towns calling out one of his own teammates. We're going to get into Jim Nantz, Iron Eagle. But I'm going to talk to you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show, and what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery in the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, I'm just trying to be smooth, man. I'm just trying to be me. That's all I can be. Shout-outs to Genuine. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of smooth, the Phoenix Suns, they just beat the Golden State Warriors 134-105. Obviously, I watched this game while I was here with you on air in the studio, but I did see that Klay Thompson, he received his first career ejection. Him and Devin Booker had some words. Little bit of beef, and now the game is over. Draymond Green greets Devin Booker. Yeah, Klay Thompson was all up in Devin Booker's grill. Did a lot of chatting on the way out, and now everybody's just fraternizing a little bit. Interesting. Before we went to break, not all the goody-goodies and handshakes. We actually talked about Kanye West. And what the hell does he have to do with sports? Well, outside of his many business issues that are currently being dissolved and his potential own mental health, he did have, or I guess he still has, an agency called Donda Sports, of which Antonio Brown is an executive. But Jaylen Brown, Aaron Donald, these were two individuals who were working with Donda Sports, which had a very vague mission statement, apparel and fashion and community. It seemed like a blank slate. Well, after Kanye's just racist, terrible words, Jaylen Brown says, I'm out. Aaron Donald says, I'm out. Antonio Brown, he says, I'm standing by Kanye West. Okay. We played a clip of Ray Allen before we went to the break. Ray Allen just basically said, man, just be careful what you consume and how you consume it, who you idolize, who you follow. And I give it to you my own way. Just stay away from people that hurt other people. That's it. Try not to hurt other people and stay away from people who do. Yeah, things are going to hurt and things aren't always going to be peaches and cream and, you know, walking through dandelions. But there's so much power that we have in our words, whether you want to verbally use them or whether you want to spit them out onto a keyboard. So much power in words. Sometimes more power in words than even actions. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mo is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, man. It's been a whirlwind when it comes to Kanye and stuff. And then the thing that society got to realize is that it's like, it sucks that it blends into sports because the...
Well, where the hell did Mo go?
Or whatever the, remembering, preparing for the game or whatever, and more than likely they got Kanye West in their playlist. So it just sucks that some of the stuff that he already put out that gave people a little bit of, you know, some type of like motivation for the game or whatever, for the game that they're about to play. It just sucks that you got a guy that makes so that made so much money and you lost almost 75% of your network in like 2 weeks. That's crazy. I'm like, I just don't understand why you need to use your platform to say negative things that honestly you're not about. And finally, all I got to say is that this is a perfect example to show you that you got to watch the squares that's in your circle, because you don't see other celebrities be in the limelight. They just lay back and they still do what they do. Jay-Z's been doing it for what, 30, 40 years? So it's like, it's crazy how a lot of African-American billionaires and successful black men really just stand back and just, you know, do their thing and don't get into trouble. But people need to realize that they're also human too. So I pray for Kanye, and I hope that it's not a ploy, because we live in a society of clout and people want to use their platform to show off and everything. So I just hope it's not something for clout or for him to get likes or whatever. And I hope that he starts changing his circle, get back to where he was, or do something, because I find it crazy that you're doing this now and then there's other things going on in this
right.
world. I mean, Brittany
okay.
Griner can't even come home and you're basically dripping your political garbage into sports, and it doesn't make sense. So,
okay.
Have
well,
a good
thank
one,
you.
JR.
Thank you, Mo, for calling from Miami. Yeah, it's tricky. Like, it's like anything. Celebrities, art, it's tricky. Like, I think Kanye West, from a musical perspective, is ridiculously talented. Like, there are records that I love. Some of his concepts, I think, are absolutely amazing. From his production to his rhymes, it's thoughtful. In that aspect, I think he is supremely talented. But it's like anything in life. You know, I can appreciate someone's art, but I don't have to like the person. The person and what they stand for and what they believe can turn me off from their art. It puts you in a position where you go, man, I don't want to support that. And I think that's something that he's done a whole hell of a lot in growing over time, over years, and not just a song or album or a controversy. This is just a string that goes on and on. and on. Tony calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, J.R., man? I'm just telling Chef, man, I love your show, man, but this is a sad night, man. Oh, man. Kanye West, man, and I know in the past we spoke about Antonio Brown, but it's like when you're blessed with a gift and it affects other people, your gift, you got to really learn how to appreciate your gift, understand your position and your responsibility. And I'm just going to tell you about me. I'm like 27 years clean, man. I had to bring myself out of the gutter, man. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that feels like this. But when I see people that, you know, have made it and making money and be able to set their families up for generations, it kind of gets me mad that I'm out here struggling like everybody else and not recognizing, you know, I was just saying where I came from. And the bottom line is I was the last one to know that I had a problem, man. And these dudes, I can only base my opinion about what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing. And there's some issues going on here, man. And it's like really sad, man, because I'm an African American. And the struggle that we went through to get to where we are right now and to be able to have platforms, I'm wondering, a real friend to me is a friend that will tell me when I'm going left. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care if you're helping me out financially. But my friend needs to be able to tell me, like, listen, man, you need some help because this is wrong, yeah, man. And I don't know who's in his circle, but I try to surround myself with people that are going to tell me the truth, man, no matter what the consequences are, period.
Well, thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. If there's one thing money can do, it can expand horizons and open up doors. It can also build walls. It can also take you into deep and dark places. And you don't always need money for that, but it can certainly exacerbate problems and issues. It can certainly help them as well. So, I mean, when you hear about Kanye West and his problems, you hear about Antonio Brown and his problem, it's just it's unfortunate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to get into Jim Nantz, Ian Eagle.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First off, I just want to say mad respect for your show. You always got a lot of good points. I agree with a lot of things you say.
I just want to say I love your show. Me and my grandpa listen to it every night.
I needed a JR fix tonight, and I'm glad that you're on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout outs to everybody out there who's a grandparent. The good ones. Shout out to the good grandparents. You got to love them. Absolutely got to love them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, obviously, we got a lot of callers on the line right now who have varying opinions on Kanye West, Donda Sports, Aaron Donald, and Jaylen Brown. And you got to be careful with the company that you keep. It was only a few months ago that Jaylen Brown is just like, yes, you know, being able to tie in and tap in with Kanye West and Donda Sports is going to be able to allow me to do some amazing things. And boom, here we are a few months later. And we've seen signs of this throughout Kanye West's career or just his life in public. So not really shocking that things have seemingly hit the absolute bottom and that he looks like he needs help. That's it. I hope he can get it. 855-212-4CBS. Scott is here from Alabama.
JR, first of all, I want to say, I mean, I run a restaurant.
Oh, where the hell did he go? Hey, Scott, what happened?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold Can you hear me now?
I got you now. Please, go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. First of all, I just want to say I run a restaurant. I close at night. And when I hit the road and I get in the car, you're the first thing I turn on. I appreciate your show. It's great. It's one of the highlights of my day.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you. And I really called just to say what's up. Appreciate it. But I wanted to weigh in on the Kanye thing. So, you know, the only thing I can say is, you know, I do sound taller on the phone, but I'm African-American. And, you know, I was divorced 5 years ago. And, you know, it's been hard. So, you know, I've been lucky enough that I don't have any mental issues, but I can only imagine what it would be like to be divorced and going through that and not having your kids and all that jazz, and then still have to deal with, you know, the stuff that he deals with. So, you know, mental health is a serious thing, and, you know, I feel for the guy. You know, I really do. And, you know, I hate to see that he's going through a hard time right now.
I hear that. Thank you, Scott, for the kind words, and thank you for calling from Alabama. I mean, he has said some things that have been hurtful to many of people, and he might definitely be coming from a place of hurt himself, without a shadow of a doubt. Huh. Earmuff is a hell of a name. Earmuff is calling from San Francisco. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Earmuff?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, you're live. Go ahead.
Yes. Kanye West started the N-word rap music.
Hold on.
I hate him for that.
You said Kanye West. Slow down. Slow down a second. If I heard Earmuff correctly, Earmuff said Kanye West started the N-word rap music. I want to make sure that that's what Earmuff said, and then I'm going to go from there. So, Earmuff, do me a favor. I'm going to bring you back, and I might have to let you go because there's a lot of explaining I might have to do after that. Did you say Kanye West started the N-word rap music?
Yes.
Okay. So, Earmuff, do you know how long rap music has been around?
It's not the rap music, the N-word, using N-word.
Okay.
The N-word.
He did not. Thank you, Earmuff, for calling from San Francisco. No, Kanye West did not start the N-word rap music. He did not. Bob is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Stockton, California. Yeah, you had mentioned something coming off the other break about the spoken word, very powerful. And you're correct, I agree. Everything that exists was from the spoken word. So very much creative existence. But what I don't understand is why that you would say you don't hold any – or you don't wish him Kanye West any ill – but you'll say that someone put a nail on the head and wrapped a bow around it when they called them an idiot. Now, you didn't do it, but you could have edited that out of the interview.
Well, the man who called him an idiot, his name was Ray Allen.
And yeah, Ray Allen. Whoever.
I don't. Well, no, it matters. He has a name.
You perpetuated it. Why didn't you just cut it?
No, that's inaccurate because what you're doing right now.
No, it's accurate. You perpetuate.
Oh my God. I didn't hang up on him, by the way. He's still here. What Bob is saying is inaccurate. Bob is pulling out one part of what I said, where I said I agree with every word that came out of Ray Allen's mouth, except for calling Kanye West an idiot. So Bob wants to say what I'm saying, then Bob should probably come through and be accurate about what I'm saying. Instead of telling me what I should have done, it's not perpetuating anything. It's painting a full photo and picture. And someone like Ray Allen actually matters because Ray Allen has a name. He has value. People care who he is. Aaron is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, man?
How are you, Aaron?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great.
So, first of all, love the show. Love when you talk about Russell Wilson. That's always funny.
He gives me great content.
Yeah. But
versus challenging us right now, but
what did Kanye West even say that like people are mad about? Because I don't really pay attention to like outside of too much.
Ooh, where do you start? Oh my God, what year do I go back to?
Well, what put it overboard? Like that's what people are outraged about right now.
The latest that put things overboard is anti-Semitic comments. Kanye West has really taken the past 2 weeks to really just drop all types of just awful words and terrible things about Jewish people.
But I was looking that up, and it's kind of like a similar situation. Like, where are the Jewish people that are outraged by it? It just seems like the media just blows it up. Like,
No, I can tell you, maybe I have a different perspective, and it's not because I'm a part of the media. It's because I think I'm a little bit well-versed in things like this. We have had Jewish executives from companies like CAA who have decided to cut ties with him because of his comments. We have had Adidas, which happens to be a German company. I don't think I need to give a history lesson there. Even after weeks, they say we want to step away. So this is not a, God, this is a media creation. These are our entities and companies that have said, okay, that's enough. There have been platforms, whether it's blogs. He was on LeBron's The Shop. They said, okay, we can't have this on. Anyone who's outside of sports who may not be familiar, I know him. The man's name is Nori. He's from Queens. He's a musician. He's an artist. He has a huge, huge platform in one of the biggest podcasts he had on Kanye West. He said no mas. And so whether it's, Kanye says, oh, my God, I'm going to put on White Lives Matter on a fashion show going towards, being anti-Semitic. He's laid down a whole lot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Now he's messing with sports.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.